Rural Alaska is on its way to having a new form of electricity. Hydrokinetic generation is similar to Southeast Alaska's hydropower, but without the dams. A Texas-based energy company is working toward obtaining permits to install their generators into many sites around the state. KDLG's Adam Kane has the story.
Both tidal flows and rivers around Alaska are currently being studied for their possibilities of generating cheap, renewable hydrokinetic power. One company preparing to set up hydrokinetic generators throughout Alaska and the continental U.S. is Texas-based HydroGreen Energy. HydroGreen's Vice President of Governmental Affairs and Media Relations, Mark Stover, would like to work with Alaskans in order to enhance hydrokinetic technology.
We hope that we're able to move forward in a collaborative fashion on all of these projects with those who have long lived in and served the state of Alaska.
As with any type of power generation, there are some initial concerns for some Alaskans. One issue that has arisen is a question of permitting rights for development in the waterways. Many potential power providers are concerned that outside companies will own all the rights to produce hydrokinetic energy in Alaska. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is responsible for issuing permits to both study and develop specific sites, as FERC spokeswoman Celeste Miller explains.
We have issued permits for some areas in Alaska for these hydrokinetic projects. If you have a preliminary permit, it gives the holder of the permit the ability to study that particular site over which they have the permit for 3 years to determine if they want to develop it.
Once the waterway is initially permitted, there are regulations in place forcing the entity that retains the 3-year permit to periodically report on their studies to the commission in order to avoid a site being tied up and unused. Simply receiving the preliminary permit does not grant the holder the rights to begin generating power.
If the holder of the permit chooses to pursue the site and they want to develop it, they would need to file a license application at FERC, which is a separate process.
Never before in the United States has there been hydrokinetic power generation licensed for commercial use. Because of this, little is known about the potential environmental impacts, making their first generation site a valuable source of information.
Impacts on fish. We're going to study the impacts on water quality in terms of dissolved oxygen, turbidity, and temperature. So we think that by using the Minnesota project, we'll be armed with a large amount of data that will be highly valuable as we try to move forward in Alaska.
That Minnesota project Stover is referring to is HydroGreen's premier commercially operational and soon to be federally licensed hydrokinetic power project in Hastings, Minnesota. The first of its kind in the United States when it begins operation this October. HydroGreen is anticipating one of the foremost concerns of many rural Alaskans, interference with their fish stocks.
What we're going to do in the state of Minnesota is perform a comprehensive cutting-edge fish mortality test, so we will know with very clear results what happens to fish when they encounter our units.
Also a concern for hydrokinetic generation is the extreme winters in Alaska, a season that nearly ensures this technology will not be able to immediately replace the existing utilities.
We always knew going into Alaska that ice presented a tremendous challenge, and I think the more we have learned, the more we've come to realize that in all likelihood we'll have a seasonal renewable energy product. We still think that brings great benefit to the area.
HydroGreen Energy has proposed numerous sites in 7 states and has already applied for permits at 9 sites around Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.